Ladies and gentlemen, this is our final boarding call and the doors will be closing soon.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
To those guests who've just joined us, welcome.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
This is Rick and Steve, and we're just doing our little... We're trying a daily update for our Destination D trip.
Yeah. So, anyway, I got here first. I got all the good stuff, like the good bed, and took over all the outlets, and...
Broke in the toilet.
Yeah. And...
You got the left side of the king-size bed.
We're not talking about that. I don't want to start any rumors. I've already seen pictures from somewhere.
We got that problem fixed. We have two beds now.
Yes. Well, I have one. You have a table.
Yeah.
But anyway, Rick got in. What time did you get here? 5:36?
My flight arrived at 5:08.
Okay. You got here pretty quick.
I got here about 6:20.
Okay.
Once I got on Magical Express and waited for it to load up and then got here, and I was the last drop off out of five.
Mm-hmm. I was the third, but still, there was it was kind of weird. There was a problem. We stopped at Yacht Club, and the people that got off, and I was sitting on that side of the bus, and you could see, like, where's our luggage? We gave it to you. And apparently, somebody on the bus had to get off, and I guess luggage got mixed up or something?
Oh, no.
I've never seen anything like that. So, yeah. But apparently, we sat there for a good 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Waiting for them to figure that part out. So, yeah. And then we headed on our way and got here. But, you know, overall, not a bad trip on my part. I was up at 3 o'clock this morning, caught a plane out of Charlotte, and everything went smooth. You had the same thing with me. Like, no, there was no wait at Magical Express.
Yeah, there wasn't anybody there.
Nope.
You went to Magic Kingdom today.
Yes, and it was good. I just basically paid a visit. I went and ate at Pinocchio's and then had it was the birthday cookie sundae. Yeah, birthday cookie sundae at Auntie Gravity's, which was really good. I was gonna have the brownie, but some kid walked by me with it and I'm like, my god, that thing is huge. And I was like, yeah, I'm gonna pass on that. So, but what I did get was super filling and really, really, really good. So that was my day. Just a quick shot at Magic Kingdom and then got back here. And I was talking to my sister, went to get our grocery stuff. And I was talking with her and someone says, "Hey, Steve." And it was Rick. He walked right by me. I didn't even see him. He walked right in front of me, and I didn't even notice him.
Yeah, well, I didn't notice you until I heard you speak.
Yeah, yeah. So that was kind of funny. But then...
I was starving because I hadn't eaten all day with my...
I was stuffed.
With my flights and the connections. I didn't want to give up my good seat in the terminal to get food. Mm. So I'd made a reservation for 7:40 at Rose and Crown simply because I hadn't eaten there before, and it was one of the only places I could find in Epcot.
I still say Sheila made you do that.
Nope.
No. Okay.
And so Steve decided to go with me, and we got there at the park at about 7:45.
Yeah.
So we were already late, but I got checked in at 7:54, a minute before they cut it off, and we walked to Rose and Crown and were seated right on the outside patio.
Yep.
About 8 o'clock.
Yep.
And I'd never eaten there before. So we got, I got a Welsh Dragon because I wanted a souvenir cup.
Yep, and I got the souvenir cup with a beer. I don't even remember what it was, but.
And then we got Scotch eggs.
Yep.
And Steve said that that was all he was going to eat, so the waiter thought that's all I was going to eat. And he never took my, he didn't take my dinner order for a little while.
I didn't even notice that.
I was like, I need some food.
Get back here.
And then
he was actually really good, though.
He was.
I didn't catch out.
I think he, the service is a little slow, but I think that he was doing that because of, he might have assumed we were waiting for Harmonious to start. Because we had a view of the lagoon. And then I ordered the salmon and ate that. And we sat around for a little bit. And then we decided to order dessert to extend our time a little bit more. Because by that time it was 9:15.
Oh, it's later now.
It was 9:15 when we ordered.
Or, okay, yeah.
And then they brought out the desserts and we split those. And
which actually, they weren't bad.
The trifle was really good. It was really refreshing, I thought, with the strawberries.
Yeah. And then the toffee.
The toffee cake was good, too.
Yeah. I mean, it was good.
The custard reminded me of bread pudding with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we had fairly decent seats for Harmonious. It started at 9:45, and we did have an obstructed view, so we couldn't see some of the fireworks. But all in all, you know, it was really good.
Yeah.
I enjoy Harmonious.
Yeah, I do too. It's that's the second time I've seen it, heard it. We like so we did have an obstructed view, so we really couldn't see the screens on the gateway.
Yeah, on the Stargate.
Yeah, Stargate. On the Stargate, yeah. So, but, I mean, we could see the arms moving and the lights and everything. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty good.
And we could see the screens.
Yeah.
The two screens
that
we could see. And then once that was over, we went to a creation shop to see if we could pick up a couple souvenirs that we were looking for. And spoiler alert, neither one of us were successful with that.
Nope. Sorry, Shia.
But we did. I was standing there and I saw a couple ladies that were dressed for Dapper Day, and I did a double take and I said, "Are you Jenny?" And she said, "Yes." And I said, "Well, I'm Rick." So we got to finally meet.
And then she ran.
Yeah.
Ran out of the building, and so Jenny was, no, okay.
We finally got to meet our own Jenny in person, and her friend Rebecca.
Yep.
And got to talk to them for a little bit, and that was fun.
Hopefully seeing sometime tomorrow.
Yes, so. At Disney Springs. Tomorrow, the plan is for me to go to Animal Kingdom for a short bit, and then Disney Springs to meet with Cindy Ellicott and her daughter, and then we have the preview showing of Encanto.
Yep.
The new Disney movie coming out. Or is it Pixar? It's not Pixar, is it?
No, it's Disney.
Yeah, Disney. Yeah. And then tomorrow evening, we have seats for the new Cirque du Soleil show, Drawn to Life.
Yep.
And I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, big time.
So we'll be back tomorrow with updates with all of that stuff. And then Saturday and Sunday is when the Destination D events start.
Yep.
So,
and we can't wait to see Bob Chapek.
Yes.
I think he's going to make a surprise.
Just for the fans.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
To make everybody's day happier.
Yeah. Okay.
So we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yep. See you guys tomorrow.